Welcome to Day 32 of Happier People, here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you like to hear my insights into when I'm hurting, I often don't even know why? I hope this will be really helpful for you the next time you're having a hard time and you're trying to look at the reason why and you're just hoping the hard time would pass. What I'm starting to learn is that the main thing I need to do is just focus on what I'm feeling now rather than why I'm feeling it. This has been a huge change for me in my life because most of my life, even as a child, I consistently focused on why I was feeling a certain way. Okay, I'm mad. Why am I mad? Because this person did this, this person said this, and all my energy went into why I was feeling that way and often fueled more of the feeling. Because if I'm mad because of this particular person, then what am I going to do about it? What I try and do today is just stop and look at what I'm feeling right now. And I just did this. I just cried for about 20 minutes. I'm not sure what's going on today. I've looked here. I'll tell you what I did today. What I've been experiencing today is a lot of just feeling disgusting inside. And it's hard for me because there's no rational reason to wrap any of it around. It's just how I've been feeling today. I could guess at it and I could say I normally have a pretty isolated life filled with completely happy people or people who are very loving and caring. And then this last weekend, I spent a lot of time out essentially in public in Disney, and I'm a sensitive person. So everyone else's pain kind of bleeds over into me now. I'm not armored up against other people's pain. I feel what other people around me feel very acutely. I'll tell you what I did this morning, and you can decide for yourself. I woke up with my wife and daughter this morning. I got down on my knees and prayed and asked to be of service, to do the creator of the universe's will. I got up and changed my daughter out of her outfit and put her into her a new diaper, and I put her into an outfit for the day with a new shirt and pants and then some socks and shoes on, and she was ready to go for my wife. And then as soon as I sat down on the couch from finishing doing that, I just felt awful all of a sudden, and I ran into a wall right before that. Often I've noticed if I'm not feeling good or I'm feeling off or I'm not paying attention, I run into things as kind of like a little reminder from the universe to, hey, pay attention. Focus on what you're doing. Most of us pay so little attention to our lives that the only time we notice them, by our lives, I mean our actual surroundings, the only time we notice them is when we bump into them. And then we snap out of the mind world and we look around in frustration as to how did I run into this wall? I've been on autopilot all day. How dare I run into this wall on autopilot? And then I got a little frustrated with my wife because she actually pointed out, she said, what's going on? She could see straight through me, whereas I'm just starting to feel whatever is going on with me. She sees it right away, and I got a little frustrated with her. I just shrugged my shoulders and said, I don't know. Because while I knew that I wasn't feeling right, I didn't know why. So even there, I just skipped straight over to trying to communicate why to her instead of simply communicating how I was feeling. Then it's felt, I guess you could say, like I had a hole inside me, or like life was all wrong, fear, anger, frustration. Then I had a few hours of anger at my wife because then it's hard when you're with someone to watch them in pain and having a hard time. So many of us will try and fight with their pain. You're not really fighting with them. You're trying to essentially fight them back into feeling good, fight the pain you see in them. And often what happens instead when you try and fight the pain in them, you instead get consumed in the pain. So I was frustrated and angry with my wife this morning. Thankfully, I have friends I talk to on a daily basis. I called them. I went to my Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. I listened, and then I felt better after that. I came home. I told my wife, I'm sorry. I love you. I am sorry for being mad at you earlier. Now, we had very few words communicated with the being mad, but the when you're a good communicator, you don't need a lot of words. Body language, looks, feelings. My daughter is very perceptive. She can easily pick up on exactly how I'm feeling all the time because she's not trying to defend herself from me. She feels how I feel. She sees how I'm doing. I don't have to explain to her or tell her. She already knows. And that's how my wife is. It's tough because there's nowhere to hide then. A lot of our bad moods and problems like places to hide because when they can hide, they can grow. And I think it's very helpful for living a happy life to have a partner who lives with you or a family member who lives with you, who's sensitive, who loves you unconditionally, and who is willing to help point out when you're having a hard time, to mirror your own feelings back at you, essentially. So I went through the day. I signed on to do some more work today after I watched my daughter for a couple of hours, and we had a wonderful time going to the grocery store, and she had fun playing in her play area while I put things away. My wife was very grateful for the 2 hours I watched my daughter today, our daughter today, and I then went to do some work online for a few hours. I guess I was hurt pretty good. I got a customer service email. Someone bought for $49 the Ermin bundle yesterday on the website. Within the 24 hours they bought it, they couldn't figure out how to get into the courses. They got very frustrated. They submitted an item not received to PayPal. In the letter, they said that they bought it. They didn't get anything. They were really disappointed with my business, and they were disgusted with my business practices, whether it was not doing it on purpose or making a scam, and they said they would never do business with me again or any of my affiliates. And I guess on top of how I already had some pain in me today, I didn't even notice that too much at first, but I didn't do anything about it or face it, and it continued to grow and grow and grow. And what I did then, thankfully, my wife is very helpful at just loving me when I'm having a hard time loving myself. So I walk back out there. I just got a hug from my wife. I said, I'm just feeling awful today. I don't even know what it is. Now picture that I have the ability to feel awful. I don't even know why. And I have just a perfect life. My life, if you were to come in and look at it, looks absolutely like heaven. It's just a wonderful life. And sometimes I just feel awful and I don't know why. But what helps it to pass is that I look at what I'm feeling. Because you easily, as I've done many times, thousands of times in my life, get lost on why you're feeling a certain way when all you really need to look at is what you're feeling. The why often will become apparent after the feeling passes. I've had lots of times where after the feeling passed, I could see, oh, okay, this contributed to the feeling. Although the cause of the feeling is often impossible to actually locate. It comes from nowhere and it goes back into nowhere. So after I talk to my wife, and it helps me to just focus on how I'm feeling and realize I don't honestly know why I'm feeling that way. In the true causal sense, human pain is not personal. There's no why to it. People hurt. People pass their hurt around from one person to another. There's nothing personal in it. And today, it helps me focus on what I'm feeling. And then I'm surrounded by people that love me. And that is both a gift that's just been given to me, and it is also up to me not to mess that gift up, to just love and be there when my family members are having hard times too. And it's nice today. I went in. My daughter just woke up from her nap. And her and my wife are like the sun. And when I'm not feeling like the sun myself, when I'm feeling a little dark and gloomy, they just burn all of that away. And when I walked in, as soon as I looked at my daughter, as soon as there was eye contact, I burst straight into tears. And it was as if the sun was shining on a cloudy day, and she just, her sunlight, her love, she just melted all of the clouds away from my heart, so to speak, and that then that produced a lot of tears. I actually grabbed one of the rags my wife has. Well, actually, my daughter passed it to me as she was playing around with all the diapers. One of the rags my wife uses and cleans and then makes it available again to wipe up the diaper stuff. I just went ahead and wiped all the snot off my face and into that because I cried for about 20 minutes. Now, I talk about all this to you. There's some people who have said, why do you talk about your problems all the time? This is my life, and these are the tools that help me to grow and become a better person, and these are the things I go through. I've found that when people have shared this kind of insight into their own life with me, it's been very helpful for me to do better in my own life. And I am not perfect today, and yet this is so much better than I've ever done in my life before. As far back as I can remember, any time I had the feeling like I had today would have been nonstop trouble causing. If I had a job, I'd have been starting some drama at work, talking behind people's backs. I would have been judging, criticizing. If I would have been at home, this is the kind of day as a kid I started fights with my parents. I'd hit my brother. I'd break my toys. As an adult, lots of times I would get in arguments with my partner at home. One of the favorite things I do liked to do on a day like today is drink, because when that hole opens up, you essentially just fill it with alcohol. And this is the same process, it seems to me, that comes along people that use drugs or prescription meds or almost anything in this exact same scenario that goes on, as far as I can see, in most all of us. So I'm trying to live a better life today by describing all these things to you, looking at them myself, because the more I look at these things, the more improvement happens. And the more I talk about these things, the more I continue to get more of a healthy third-party point of view on things. It's become clear to me I don't understand why, in a personal, direct one cause leading to another, that I feel bad lots of times. And thankfully, most of the time I go into the what am I feeling. And it often is a lot of different feelings. I'm angry at this. I'm sad about this. I regret this. I'm afraid of that. And then when those are explored, when they're looked at, when the feelings are fully felt, then I'm able to be free again. Now I'm not feeling like a disgusting person anymore. And it's very difficult because often, if you've felt like a disgusting person in your life, you've done things, even if it's just to be with someone else who reinforces that on you, or you'll put yourself in situations. I watched this person at a meeting the other day getting text messages literally telling them you're a bad person, literally telling them you're a liar. And most of us are unwilling to put up with a partner who does those kinds of things. And yet at the same time, how many of us, our own minds tell us that? And it tells us that regardless of whether we've objectively done anything to deserve that. Often it will use things from way in the past that when you look at, you weren't in a position to do any better than that, or you would have done better. If you knew how to do any better, if you knew, if you were motivated, if you were inspired to do any better than that, you would have done better than that. Today, I'm motivated to do better. I want to raise my daughter as best I can. I want to fully enjoy being a good husband today with my wife. I don't want to miss out on any of our marriage by being mad at her. I want to be able to do good service with you every day. And I don't want everything I do in my business to be a reflection of me being pissed off at a few customers who were more than likely pissed off before they came across me and just happened to run into me on a bad day they were having already. It's so good for me to talk about all this because I know it's made a huge difference for me listening to people who are willing to present honestly the challenges in their lives, who are willing to not come up to me and act like a perfect person. It feels like a really lonely world when we all go out and pretend like we have this perfect life, when we try and rationalize anything that didn't go exactly as planned, blame anything that didn't go as planned, and act like we're perfect. And then deep down, we feel like the truth is that there's something wrong with us, and that we're afraid to let anyone see what might be wrong with us. Today, I have the courage to show you what you might say is wrong with me, because that's a part of me healing and doing better. That's a part of me making a meaningful contribution to this world. All of us like to feel significant, and I feel significant by opening my heart to you, by loving you enough to tell you about the hard times I have in my life, because you can look at and see how good my life is pretty easily. I think if you spend just a few minutes looking through my business online, if you spend a few minutes listening to some of my other podcast episodes, you'll see what a wonderful life I have. You'll hear how the beauty and grace in my life goes through everything I do. And that doesn't mean I'm free from hurting. It doesn't mean I'm free from getting mad at my wife. It doesn't mean I'm free from judging other people. It means I'm mostly free of that. Relative to what my life used to look like, I'm free of 99% of the stuff, of the bad things, of the pain that I used to experience for most of my life, back to even being a child. And I talk about that 1% because the more I talk about it, the more it keeps shrinking. The more I share with you, I want to give you every single little insight I have. I want you to have the chance to have the absolute best life you can have today. And if no one in your life is loving and understanding and unconditionally love you, I want you to at least know what that looks like at a minimum. And more than likely, to be able to see what you already have in your life. The worst part of the pain for me in feeling bad is not the actual feeling, it's the blindness. When I was feeling angry with my wife today, I was blinded to seeing how much I love her. When I was feeling like a person who has a crappy business online after receiving that customer support email, I was blind to all the love and beauty that exists in my business. For a little while, I just wished to be done with all this online business and to have a more normal situation. And at the same time, I remember all of the loving comments I've received. I remember all of the positive support and feedback and kind things that have been said. For every bad thing you might say that's been said, there have been at least 10 good things. I feel so much better now after having just cried my feelings out. That gives me freedom often years faster, if not months, days, hours, minutes. It gives me freedom from the things that often you might talk about for 10, 20 years. Can you believe this person did that? You remember when you did this? It's so nice today that I'm allowed to live a life that's fresh. And it's funny, it feels like dying to sit there and just cry and let all the anger, the frustration, the negative emotions, to let that empty hole, just to look at it and let it consume everything. Let the darkness and the clouds fade. It's like, who am I going to be if I don't have any problems anymore? Who will I be if I have nothing to complain about or no one to resent? I'm grateful to have the chance to try and see today. It's scary to go into the unknown. It's often scary to contemplate death, and when you sit there and cry your feelings out, at the same time, it feels wonderful. Like the feeling after you've been sick to your stomach and thrown up. The feeling that you've got out something that didn't need to be in you. Today, I'm very grateful to have made it to this point in the day today and still be happy to be here with you. my exercise for today is to take a round and look at the beauty in my life, to see at least one thing of extraordinary beauty that I often miss, that I often take for granted, that I often don't notice. Because, hey, my life's filled with beautiful things. It's easy to miss one. So I'm going to try and look for one extra thing in my life today that's beautiful, that I often easily miss. Thank you very much for listening to this. It's helpful for me to talk about just what I've experienced today. And I hope it's useful for you as you continue to live your life and deal with what you've got to deal with today.